It is the 1st of November. We have 9 games to go through tonight. A little bit to talk about some injury stuff. This is the Friday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need, that's all that I need. Got my brothers with me, got my brothers with me, and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network. Follow them on Twitter at Old Man Squad. Google, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast, YouTube, X, Twitter, please like, please rate, please subscribe. 9 games to get through today. We will start with the injury news very quickly. Not really injury news, but Joel Embiid had a bit of a press conference-y thing I saw. Should be back pretty soon. Well, thanks. That really doesn't help us at all. Paul George is questionable, though, for Saturday's game against the Grizzlies, so keep an eye on his availability. Oh, no, then he was downgraded to out. Okay, I missed that one. But he's close. His return is going to impact Kelly Oubre. Just some confirmation from the Pelicans in terms of injuries. Herb Jones is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a shoulder, specifically a rotator cuff injury. CJ McCollum, likewise, 2 to 3 weeks with an adductor strain. We'll talk about the Pelicans game a little bit later. Desmond Bane out, Marcus Smart out. Brandon Miller was questionable but didn't play. So he is getting closer as well. So keep an eye on his availability if you've got him in your IR spot. Who else of note? We'll talk about the Magic when we get, I think they're the first game. So Mark Williams, if you are stashing him, doesn't sound like he's particularly close. He's still only doing individual or one-on-one workouts. So, yeah, I don't really see him returning anytime soon. So we roll with Nick Richards, although he was also injured tonight. So we will we'll get to that when we get to the Pelicans game. Quickly didn't play again and is doubtful, so I wouldn't expect him to play tomorrow in the second game of the back-to-back for the Raptors. Kelly Olynyk still a few weeks away from returning there. They really have no incentive to get him back other than to boost his trade value, but we know who he is at this point. Wendell Carter didn't play tonight. He was a late scratch, which meant Mo Wagner started, and we will, again, we'll cover that when we get to the games. Moving through, yeah, we've got Grizzlies updates. Nembhard didn't play. Steph Curry is close, reevaluated Sunday, so he could be back next week. DeAnthony Melton is still at least a week away. Jordan Clarkson reevaluated in a week with his plantar fasciitis. So that could give Colin Sexton a bit of a bump. Hope it does. I've got him on a few teams. Larry Markkanen is doubtful for tomorrow. And I said, I think yesterday or day before, there's really no incentive for them to rush him back either. Talked about Nick Richards with his shoulder injury. We will get to that. Aaron Nesmith left tonight's game as well. We had some ejections. We had Isaiah Jackson hurting his calf, and Jamal Murray got a whack to the head. So, yeah, a little bit of injury news. Not surprising when we have 9 games. Let's get into those right now. Oh, no, we don't want to do that one. Let's do that one. All right, first game of the night. The Magic, the new look Magic, I suppose, up against the Cavaliers. Cavaliers get the win 120-109. This blew out early, but the Magic, to their credit, they kept it relatively close, which was good. Franz Wagner, he's still probably dealing with those lingering effects of the illness that he had. He was okay, though, 17-8-6. He's going to have to do a lot more with no Paolo. there. KCP did nothing and will continue to do nothing. We wondered who was going to start. It was Anthony Black. So he in fact, did open alongside Jalen Suggs in the backcourt and had 7 points, six assists in his 27 and a half minutes. Look, we probably hold him. The minutes are encouraging there. Cleveland, not a particularly good matchup for him. So I think if you streamed him in or picked him up, I'd be holding him. Mo Wagner played also 28 minutes as a starter. He had 14 and 5 with two steals. Look, I think, I mean, Carter's injury doesn't sound too serious, but if he is going to miss time, obviously Mo Wagner is a pickup. If Carter returns, I still think Wagner might play 22, 23 minutes off the bench. So I would probably hold him if you streamed him in. Gary Harris, no interest in him at all. Tristan Da Silva, he had 17 points in 20 minutes, but I feel like this bench is just going to be a mishmash of whoever has the hot hand. I don't think they're going to lean into any one player particularly. Jonathan Isaac, though, he was sort of on the radar as a potential pickup with the Paolo injury. He only played 17 minutes. So they're basically refusing to push him any further than they have to. So, yeah, he had two steals and a block. That's sort of what he does. But unless he's going to get to 20 minutes, I don't think we need to be rostering him at all. And over to the Cavaliers, they just keep rolling. Despite Jared Allen, who he finally called off. This was coming. He had 2 points, 11 rebounds, a steal and a block. He'll be fine, though. I do think he was probably a bit of a sell high early on, though. We'll see if he gets back to those numbers. Evan Mobley, 14 and 12 with a steal and a block. Also not his best game, but certainly not his worst. It was the backcourt here, Garland and Donovan Mitchell, who both had strong offensive games, and then they were able to roll out some of their bench guys. Sam Merrill got 20 minutes. Isaac Okoro got 20 or 19. We're not interested in anyone there. And Caris LeVert had 13 and 7 in his 22 minutes. Just an assist streamer, I think. He's just not playing enough to be must roster. On to the next game, the Knicks and the Pistons. This was another one. The Knicks sort of blew this out really early and never relinquished. Ended up winning by 30, 128 to 98. For the Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns was questionable, I think, or probable. He played anyway, and he played 27 minutes. That was all that was needed of him, 21 and 11 with two steals and a block. He's rolling along nicely. Josh Hart sort of settling back into where we thought he might be, a back-end double-double with a steal or two. He had 13 and 9 with two steals in his 37 minutes. OG Anunoby, easily his best game of the season, so always good to come up against the Pistons and play yourself into form. He had 21 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 3 threes. So if you were rostering him, this was a very nice change of pace. Jalen Brunson, who had also been struggling a little bit, he got going here, 36 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, his first defensive contributions of the season. And then looking at the bench, yeah, I mean, McBride, he had his 10 points. The 4 steals probably save that line for him. He is borderline, and we're not really interested in anyone else there. On to Detroit. Tobias Harris, I don't know, I would have okay. It was fine. 13 and 8, 3 blocks, a steal. Again, those defensive numbers probably salvage a pretty average night. But, I mean, the Pistons were just run off the court here, so 26 minutes for him. Jalen Duren only played 18 minutes, 5 and 7 with a block. He's been pretty underwhelming so far. And I mean, I'm guilty of probably buying into him, and I didn't get him in as many spots. I think I cooled on him slightly as we got closer to drafts, but I still do have him in a couple of teams, and thus far he's been pretty disappointing. Jaden Ivey, he slowed down as well, 10 points, 2 assists in his 19 minutes, but we're still holding him. And the bench guys got a lot of minutes here because this was such a blowout, but I'm not interested in anyone on that bench. On to the third game, the Celtics and the Hornets. Boston got out big early. Charlotte then made a game of it, came back in the second quarter, stayed close, but Boston pull away late, 124 to 109. Usual guys. We had no Al Horford here. He was given the night off. We expected that he would sit on the first night of a back-to-back. I would keep an eye out tomorrow just in case Drew Holiday is given the night off, in which case Peyton Pritchard, who was he had five steals tonight. That's really good, but nothing else. We're not dropping him, but he could move into the starting lineup if Holiday is given the night off tomorrow. But everyone else was good. Brown, Tatum, Derek White. Cornette started for Horford, but it was Nemeas Keita who played much better off the bench. It was basically a minute split here, and Xavier Tillman didn't feature. So I wouldn't say that this is a reflection of what we're going to see when Horford misses time. I think it'll just be whoever has the hot hand or whoever Joe Mazzulla thinks is best in terms of the individual matchup. So I actually think that even when Horford sits, knowing who to stream in is going to be really tough. Maybe it's Cornette and then the other two, but yeah, I would just not bother really, unless it's a particularly low volume day, and then maybe you consider it. Over to the Charlotte side of things. Better game for Bridges. He had 14 and 7 with a steal. The shooting is still pretty woeful, 5 of 16. He's been pretty disappointing to this point. He got ejected, as did Grant Williams, who was at his absolute douchey best. He had 6 points, 7 rebounds. He's just not I don't like him. I don't think he's a good player. That's probably just a little bit of bias on my part. But, yeah, there's nothing there. He's annoying. Nick Richards, as I said, he got injured, only played 16 minutes. Had 2 blocks, had 3 rebounds, nothing else. So a really bad game. But, yeah, let's just keep an eye on the injuries there. If he is injured and he can't go in their next game, which I think they might play tomorrow. Let me just double check. I'm fairly certain that Skitty and I were talking on the show this morning. Yeah, they do. Oh, they do. That's right. They play Boston again tomorrow. So if Nick Richards can't go tomorrow, do we see Taj Gibson dusted off? Moussa Diabate, he would be the guy I'd look at. He looked pretty good off the bench tonight. He had 6 offensive rebounds, I think it was. Yeah, 6 offensive rebounds. So he'd be the one I'd potentially be looking at, but Gibson probably gets a run. As for the rest of the team, LaMelo, he was really good, so that's good to see after a couple of not bad games, but considering his start, they weren't as great. Seth Curry, nothing there. Trey Mann had 23 points off the bench. He is a must-roster player at the moment. Cody Martin, a little bit of everything, but just the volume isn't there for him. I don't think we need to be rostering him either. The Kings and the Hawks. The Kings get the win, 123-115, another game that sort of got away early, and then the Hawks managed to stick with them. DeMar DeRozan had 27, 3 steals, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. He's looking really good, as is De'Aaron Fox, 31 points, only 3 assists, interestingly, but he did have 4 steals, 4 threes. Sabonis, 15, 14, and 6. So just what you're expecting from these guys. Keegan Murray had 14 and 10 with a block. Herder, look, he's starting over Monk still, and they're sort of going back and forth as who do we roster? Is it Herder? Is it Monk? Honestly, it could be neither of them. Monk was slightly better in this one. He had 9 and 6 in 29 minutes, whereas Herder had 10 and 4. In 24 minutes. So I still think I like Monk a little bit more, but yeah, it's tough to know from one night to the next. And Keon Ellis, he had 19 minutes off the bench. He did have 12 points, but no defensive stats. He is not someone I'm prioritizing at the moment. On to the Hawks, who for some reason started Larry Nance at the 4 and then played him 8 minutes. I don't know what they were thinking there. Okongwu only played 19 minutes off the bench. Yeah, some weird stuff here in Atlanta. Roddy, who started in the last game, he moved back to the bench here, but ended with a decent line. He had 8 and 8 with 2 steals and a block. I'd still consider him as someone to maybe stream in. Garrison Matthews got hot off the bench, 7 threes, en route to 23 points, 2 steals. He can do this. We've seen him do it before. So if you need threes, give him a look. Reese Shea started and did absolutely nothing in his 20 minutes, but I think we hold him as long as he's going to start. Trae Young, poor shooting continues, but the numbers are there. And Clint Capella started and had 15 and 10, but with no blocks. And Jalen Johnson, we'll talk about him. Look, this is fine, but, yeah, we're asking for a bit more. He had 14 and 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. Free throws are still a bit of an issue. He went 4 of 6 there. So, yeah, still not where we want him to be, but hasn't been terrible. The Bulls and the Nets. Bulls and the Nets. So Bulls go down to the Nets, 120-112. The Nets continue to defy the odds and win games, something we didn't think we'd see them doing too much of this season. We'll start with the Bulls, though. Josh Giddey, after his 20, I think he had 20, didn't he, in that last game or something? He had 11, 6, and 8 here with 2 steals, 5 of 17 from the field. So apart from the shooting, everything else is A-OK. Vooch continues his really strong start to the season. He had 28 and 11 with a steal and a block. So he's probably exceeding most of our expectations at the moment. On the other hand, Patrick Williams is not. And although I don't know how high our expectations were to begin with, we don't need to be rostering him. Zach LaVine, a little bit better in this one, 21 points, but not much outside of the scoring. And then Dosunmu, who I've sort of gone backwards and forwards on whether he's a hold, he had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists in his 27 minutes. This is probably in drop territory. I think he needs closer to 30 to be a solid hold. If you want to give him another game, by all means do. I probably will. But that said, the upside is pretty limited as well. So streaming his spot is certainly an option. For the Nets, Ben Simmons had 8 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 blocks. So, I mean, it's probably okay. I mean, the assists, the rebounds, the defensive stats are good. The points, obviously, we didn't expect a lot. So he goes 4 of 5. So efficient, but really low volume. Dorian Finney-Smith continues to start at center, but there's not a lot there. I mean, if you're just looking for a center who gets you some non-center type stats, I guess he's okay. Schroeder predictably cooled down here, 9 points on 4 of 12 shooting, but he still had 7 assists, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals. That sell-high window may be starting to shut. You might still have another game or two if he doesn't keep up that momentum from early in the season. Cam Johnson doing just enough, 14, 6, and 5, and Cam Thomas had 32 points. He just continues on his merry way. Very good start to the season. He's a fun guy to have on your team. Zaire Williams, who had scored, I think, 16 and 17 points in each of his last two games, he had 10 points in 20 minutes. If you give him a look if you want to. Clowney, we're not worrying about him. Yeah, this bench is just, I don't know, it seems to be a different guy every night. Nick Claxton, 24 minutes, still coming off the bench. I assume they're going to move him back into the starting lineup at some point, but no word on exactly when that is going to happen. On to the next game, the Lakers and the Raptors. The Lakers get the win, 131-125, so plenty of points on offer here for the Lakers. Anthony Davis continues to dominate. He had 38 and 11 with 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 10 of 11 from the line, really just doing it all at this point. He did come into the game with a bit of an injury or under an injury cloud, but obviously played through that and looked fine. But just keep an eye on that. We know that the Lakers tend to err on the side of caution, and at least put him on the injury report. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him pop up there again. Hachimura, only 9 points, but still 33 minutes, 3 of 12. If he goes, 6 of 12 here, he probably ends with 16 points, 5 rebounds. So I think he is still a hold. I'm not touching anyone on their bench. Reeves, fine. Russell, fine. 19 and 6. We don't need to be doing anything too much there. And LeBron had 27, 10 assists in his 36 minutes. On to the Raptors. Agbaji moved back into the starting lineup, replacing Jonathan Mobo. Agbaji had 8 and 3 with a steal. I don't think we need to be too concerned about holding him. If you streamed him in, I'd continue streaming that spot rather than hold him there. His upside is just very limited. Davion Mitchell, same can be said for him potentially. He did have 10 points, 5 assists, 2 blocks. There's a bit of steals upside there. There's a bit of assists upside. So as long as Quickly is out and Barnes is out, maybe you hold on to Mitchell. The guy we obviously are holding on to is Dick. He had 31 points, his second consecutive 30-point performance. With a steal, 5 threes, he is rolling along very nicely, as is RJ Barrett, who had 33 points, 12 assists. So interesting. If you see a double-double from him, you would expect it to be rebounds. But he had 12 assists. Jakob Poeltl had 6. So running a lot of the offense through those two guys. Barrett looks really good. Sell high, probably, at the moment, because once Barnes is back and Quickly is back, I'm not saying Barrett's going to be bad, but he's not going to be hitting these numbers, especially in that assists column. Jakob Poeltl, I just mentioned, he had 19 and 12 with 3 blocks, and he's been amazing to start this season, which I don't think any of us saw coming. As for Jonathan Mobo, he played 21 minutes off the bench, had 6 and 6 with 2 steals. I'd probably still rather him over Agbaji, even though he played fewer minutes. I think he has the higher per minute upside. And the rest of the guys, not for me. Okay, Pacers and Pelicans. A big win for the Pelicans after their horrendous loss the night before or the night, I don't know, whenever they lost their last game. I lose track. They were bad, but they were really good in this one, winning the game 125 to 118. Both teams dealing with injuries. Obviously, we'll start with the Pacers. They had Nembhard was ruled out, and Nesmith only played 10 minutes before he went down with an ankle, I think it was. Yes, a bit of shuffling of the board here in terms of the lineup. Benedict Mathurin moved into the starting lineup. He had 19 points. He's been pretty good the last few games. Like I've said, he is very inconsistent, but hold on to him while he's hot. Siakam, serviceable. Miles Turner, pretty underwhelming here. 30 minutes, only 12 points, 4 rebounds and a block. We would like a lot more. And speaking of underwhelming, Tyrese Halliburton, 11 points, 11 assists are good, but no steals, no blocks, 1 three-pointer, 2 of 8 from the field. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, I know he's not a high-volume scorer by any means, but when you're only attempting 8 shots and TJ McConnell is coming off the bench and attempting 9, it's a little worrying. So, yeah, I still don't think we're in panic stations yet when it comes to Halliburton, but it's certainly not where we want him to be. But there's nothing you can do. You just have to hold him because if you try to trade him, you're getting pennies on the dollar really for him. So just hold him and hope that he can turn things around. He was also a team worst minus 19 along with Miles Turner. Ben Shepherd had 20 points off the bench with Nesmith going down. So if Nesmith and Nembhard miss the next game, he could be someone to look at for points and threes. Isaiah Jackson only lasted 16 minutes before he left. So if he misses time, we're probably looking at a bit more Obi Toppin. TJ McConnell played 22 minutes with no Nembhard there. He had 10 and 9 with a steal. He's a very good streamer. We know exactly what he can do, even in limited minutes. So, yeah, I'd give him a look if you need assists and steals. Over to the Pelicans. There we go. Over to the Pelicans. Eve Missy moved into the starting lineup. Daniel Tice was healthy but only played 13 minutes. Missy played 26. Now, the numbers aren't great. He had 4 points, 10 rebounds, and a block. But if he's going to hit 25 minutes a night, 26, then I think he probably needs to be added. Jordan Hawkins had a locker room trip here, but he finished the game and ended with 23 points. He's points and threes, and we're holding him at least for the next few weeks because, as I said earlier, we've got some updates, and those guys are going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks. Same goes for Jose Alvarado, who had 12 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. So both of those guards have to be rostered. Trey Murphy's probably going to be the first guy to come back here, which is a pretty weird situation. Brandon Ingram, another really good game. Zion, thank God, he got going here offensively, 14 of 20 from the field. Only 5 of 8 from the line, but you can take that when he gives you 34 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. So hopefully this is the start of many more fruitful performances from Zion. Looking at the bench, as I said, Tice, 13 minutes, nothing there. Javonte Green, yeah, look, he gets defensive stuff. If you're pretty desperate, he is someone to consider. And Brandon Boston, someone that I've liked for a couple of years. He's just never been able to crack a rotation. He had 14 points with 2 steals, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 threes in his 23 minutes. He did get a few extra minutes when Hawkins went off, but if Boston is going to be given upwards of 20 minutes a night, deeper leagues, I would certainly give him a look because I do think he is a pretty good player. Getting to the end here, Denver and Minnesota. This was probably the game of the night, to be fair. We'll start with Christian Brown, who had a highlight dunk over Rudy Gobert, and Gobert took offense to that. And he did come out after the game and sort of tried to calm the waters a little bit. But yeah, he didn't like being dunked on. Christian Brown let him know about it. He ended with 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists in his 36 minutes. So not his best line, but still a must roster player. Jamal Murray, 22 minutes. He left with a concussion. So we saw a bit more of Russell Westbrook here, unfortunately, for the Nuggets and for fantasy managers and whoever's watching. Westbrook, he had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block, but 5 points on 1 of 8 shooting. His offensive downfall is pretty spectacular the last couple of years. I know, obviously, he's older, but, yeah, he's just terrible offensively. He had that one game, the last one, I think, when he somehow went 10 of 10 from the line and had 22 points, but most nights it's not pretty. Jokic, very good. Gordon, very good. Porter, very good. So everyone did their job here. If Murray misses time, they might move Westbrook into the starting lineup. They probably don't want to. So it might be that we get a bit more Julian Strouther, maybe some more Peyton Watson. They shuffle guys around a bit more. It's not like I know Jamal Murray's the point guard, but they don't necessarily need a traditional point guard in there because they have Jokic. So it could be Strouther who actually steps into a larger role there. Westbrook, I think we'll see more minutes, but I don't think he'll start if they can avoid it. On to the Timberwolves. Julius Randle continues to play well for his new team, 23 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. Just keep rolling with him. Jaden McDaniels he was fine, a typical sort of McDaniels game, 10 points, 0 rebounds somehow. Surely I could even get 1 rebound. 2 blocks, 1 steal. So he's sort of a defensive guy. You can have him on a roster. You can move on. If he was sitting on waivers in one of my leagues, I'd probably stream him in. And after a performance like this, I'd probably be okay moving on. Gobert, I said he did get dunked on, but he had a really good fantasy line, 17 and 14 with two blocks and a steal. Anthony Edwards had 29, 4 and 4 with a steal and a block. Mike Conley and Dante DiVincenzo continue to share that point guard role. Neither were great in this one. Both should be rostered, but they're basically capping each other at this point. Nikhil Alexander-Walker is just a three-point streamer, but you got three steals if you did stream him in tonight. And Naz Reid, we know he is points and rebounds with some defense and the three blocks. Very nice if you are holding him. And on to the last game. Oh, Mark, what's up, King? What's up, Mark? Thanks for watching along. The last game, OKC and Portland. Portland, look, credit. They kept it close until the halftime, and then Oklahoma City figured out that they don't want overtime. We don't want a close game, so we want to get out of Portland. Let's wrap this thing up, and they did. Jalen Williams, probably his best game of the year, 22 points on good shooting, 8 of 12 and 4 of 6 from 3. He had 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, so hopefully rounding into some nice form here. Chet Holmgren, some early foul trouble, only 18 minutes against Portland. He probably just didn't care, to be honest. 6 points, 5 blocks. So, yeah, still, I mean, the 5 blocks are great. The steal's great. So, we accept it, move on. Isaiah Joe moved back into the starting lineup, replacing Cason Wallace. It appears they're just going to go with whoever they think is best for the individual matchup. So it's Joe, it's Wallace. I think Wiggins has had a start. Dieng is playing all right minutes. So I think it's just a mix of all of those guys. I think Cason Wallace is probably the safest just because he has some nice defensive floor. But, yeah. And look, Lou Dort, 4 steals and 2 blocks. So if you held him, that's great. But he only had 8 points. So I wouldn't be relying on 6 defensive stats every night. But if you want to continue to hold him, by all means, go ahead. Caruso, though, on the other hand, I think it might be time. Maybe we give him one more game, but 17 minutes. And if he's not getting steals and blocks, which he didn't get any here, he has no value at all. So I think we need to move on from him. It just doesn't look like he's going to play more than 22 minutes at this point. So, I think given you're only really holding onto him for steals and blocks, you're probably better off streaming his position. Cason Wallace is probably there. You can get a Chris Dunn. There's other people around, and I think they can fill that void. So, Caruso might be on the waiver in a lot of leagues after tonight. And then on to Portland, Tamani Kamara started again, had 13 points, 2 steals, 3 threes in his 24 minutes. He's doing enough. So just hold him if you've got him, or add him if he is available. He does a little bit across the board. DeAndre Ayton was fine, very unexciting. Jeremy Grant has cooled off, unsurprisingly, after he had that really hot streak, both offensively and defensively. He still had 17 points here, but he had a block and nothing else. So that's the Jeremy Grant we know and love. Denny Avdija, 11 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds and a steal. Again, doing just enough. The points are a little bit underwhelming. Anthony Simons suffered an injury. I don't think it's been officially reported. Oh, it has. No, so he's questionable for tomorrow's game against the Suns with an arm issue. He looked in a bit of pain, so we'll see. And I mean, we know that the Blazers, again, they don't need him there. They don't want to win. If Scoot Henderson is available, I would go and pick him up. He only had 8 points, 5 assists in this one in his 25 minutes. But if Simons is out, Henderson, I would say, will move straight in. So this could be one of those situations where it is a one-for-one replacement. Go and grab Scoot Henderson. And then the other guys on the Portland bench, we're not really worrying too much about. Even Donovan Klingon, who has had his moments, he only had 7 rebounds and a block in his 13 minutes. He's just not playing enough. And Delano Banton, remember him? He had 11 points in 9 minutes. I don't know. Look, maybe if Simons is out, Banton can go on a little heater like he did to end last season. He was a pretty big difference maker. I don't think they want to, because they would be pumping more minutes into him. But who knows? I don't know. It's Portland. They do some weird things. So we will see that. Well, I'm pretty sure that's all the games. Yeah, that is all the games. All 9 of them. So, as I said, we had some big ones. We had some good performances. If we look at the, best players for the day, let me bring those up. I'm just using the Basketball Monster numbers here again. No, I don't want past games. I want just for the day. Anthony Davis, no surprise, he had the best line of the night. Vooch, who I said has really been overachieving, was second best. Jokic, Jalen Williams, Aaron Gordon. Jalen Suggs, didn't really talk too much about him because we were focusing on those other Orlando guys, but he's been amazing, and he's probably favourite for most improved player at the moment. Still a long way to go, but he's looked incredible the last week. He had 28 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals and a block. We know he can get the defensive stuff. We know he can get some assists, but the shooting looks much better. He's getting to the basket. Without Paolo there, he's going to need to do a lot more offensively. So this is a really good start for him. Jakob Poeltl, I said he was very good tonight as well. And then just a lot of the usual names. Halliburton, I'm sure, is way down. I know I mentioned him. I probably can't even scroll far enough. There we go. 77th best line of the night. So, he is a huge buy low at the moment for anyone that is chasing him. That will do for today's show. As I said, please go rate, like, subscribe over on YouTube if you're watching along. I'll be tomorrow. Yeah, I might be back tomorrow. It will just depend. I should be. Got some family stuff on, but I should be back in time to do a show. It might be around this time, maybe slightly later. We will see, but there should be a show. That will do. My name is Adam King. This has been the Post Game Show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.